So if you would please turn to page 56 of your purple liturgy book. I'd like to make just a few points on the epistle reading. It's a long one. I'm only going to talk about the first part. So it says that the apostles were in a town and they were followed by a young girl who was a slave girl. And she had a spirit of divination, or she could like tell the future or say things moved by a spirit, and happened to be an unclean spirit, a devil. She was possessed. And it was a bit of a nuisance after a few days to the apostles. And Paul, you know, turns and simply says, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, get out. When we priests, you know, when the priests do exorcisms, you know, they read very long prayers, you know, very intently. So the effect of one word, you know, one sentence by the apostle just shows us the prayerful state, you know, and the level of, you know, the presence of Christ in them, that just they can say a word, you know, and it's done. Now, just to clarify, this spirit that was possessing this girl was a demon. And demons really can't tell the future, but I mean, they're a little bit finer than we are. They can see from a distance. They can see what's going to happen, you know, down the road, and perhaps say it or whatever. And anyway, we become enthralled by these kinds of things. You know, we think, ooh, you know. Anyway, why did the apostles not want this girl to be? She was saying, these people are showing you the way of God. Why did he stifle this spirit? And it's two reasons why the devil was doing that. One was knowing what would possibly happen. One, that the apostles would feel sort of an ego, a little pride that, you know, look, even the spirits are, you know, recognizing that we're servants of God. That was the one, and maybe then they won't drive us out. The other one is kind of like goading the apostles to drive the spirit out, knowing that it would get them into trouble, which it did. So the apostle Paul did not want the devil, you don't want people believing a devil, even if the devil was saying the truth, okay? Devil was saying the truth, but they decided, you know, this is not good. We don't want people believing us because they believed the devil. So they drove out the devil and they endured, you know, being put in jail and all that kind of stuff. So the point is that it's the source. You know, consider the source of the information. And people say, well, I read it. I heard it on TV. You know, is that a good enough source? You know, I heard it on the internet. Not a good enough source. I heard it from a spirit teller, from a woman who, you know, is spiritual and she says things. Is that the source? You know, do you believe? What has that person or spirit done for you or done to prove that they are a reliable source? Okay, so that was the reason. We're not going to go into the rest of it. You can kind of read it or remember what was told, and they got in trouble and everything that happened. It's a big story. So that point of, you know, having a reliable source, especially for important things. Now jump ahead to next Sunday. Next Sunday, Archbishop Demetrius is going to be here to serve the Divine Liturgy. However, on Saturday at 2 p.m., we're going to have this opportunity to sit with him and ask questions and hear directly from the source about the coming Holy and Great Council of the Orthodox Church, which in 2 weeks will be happening, maybe. Depending on the news sources that you have, you've probably heard or read that various, you know, patriarchates now, after reading the documents that have been prepared on the various position statements, are either objecting or submitting correctives and stuff like that, even threatening perhaps to not even attend the council, which would completely frustrate the whole process. So things are happening, or, you know, these things are happening yesterday and today and tomorrow. I mean, these things will happen. The patriarchate, our patriarchate, is assembling tomorrow in a special emergency meeting to see if they can address some of these issues so that the council doesn't get off track. So we get the privilege of having someone who is very knowledgeable, will actually be attending the great and holy council that following week. As soon as he leaves Charlotte, he's getting on a plane to go to Turkey and then to Crete for this council, okay? So big opportunity for us next Saturday, 2 p.m., I think, right here. And that source, if you want to believe me, that source is a very reliable source. And we have that blessing. So enough for today.